on the Cyclone Sports Network. From Learfield, it's time for the Renewable Energy Group Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. It's unquestionably good. Hy-V, the official tailgate headquarters of Cyclone Football. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. It's time for the Cyclone Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Fueling your game for a cleaner tomorrow makes you a winner today. What a great win for the Cyclones on Saturday. Jack Whitfer is our guest co-host tonight, and we have Matt Campbell here to start the show, and then we're going to have Jamie Pollard a little bit later in the show to talk about homecoming weekend and all the great things going on in Iowa State Athletics. But, Matt, congratulations on a great win, and I really felt like a really well-played football game by both teams. I had watched pretty much every Oklahoma State game. I think that's the best they've played this year. I think it's the best your team's played this year. And, man, the collision, it was just a physical, hard-hitting, fun football game to showcase the Big 12.
Yeah, you know, I just think two teams that really on both sides of the ball were refusing to lose.
And, right.
You know, I think probably where my pride comes in our kids is we made enough plays and the right plays down the stretch to be able to win the football game. And, you know, certainly so much credit to Oklahoma State. I was saying, I think truly one of the best true teams that we've played in a long time, you know, where offense and defense and special teams complement each other. And man, they're physical at every aspect of the point of attack, and just really, really impressed with them. And certainly really impressed with our kids and their resiliency and their toughness and their ability to go the distance and win the football game.
Yeah, just a beautiful day for football, but I've been coming to games here for 40 years. I mean, that was maybe the best crowd atmosphere that I've seen at Jack Trice Stadium.
Yeah, great, great game day environment, no question about it. And I think it took all of that and more, and, you know, just it made it really special to be a Cyclone on Saturday for sure.
I want to go back to the start of the second half because, obviously, you know, you're down 7 at the half. You come out and you get a 3-and-out defensively. Mike Rose was involved in all three of those plays. Eisworth and Isham Young were involved as well. But you get that defensive 3-and-out, then your offense, 5 straight really good plays, positive plays, 87 yards. Xavier Hutchinson scores 2 touchdowns on the possession. But I think it just set a real tone for the rest of the game that you came out and did that.
Yeah, you know, I think those are some areas that you look at the beginning of the season that we've really worked to address of, man, we've got to do a great job of, you know, either ending the half or making the adjustments to start the half. And, you know, we early in the season, we did some great things to end the half and then didn't piggyback on it in the ability to kind of capture that momentum coming out of halftime. And, you know, I just felt like, man, just a huge 3 plays for our defensive kids. And again, it was all of our A players stepping up and making A plays in the moment. And then really you flip the other side of the ball. You know, it's Brees' big run that kind of gets it going. You know, 2 plays later, it's X making an incredible catch and run. And obviously Brock's throw is pinpoint accuracy. And then I even think the ability to respond to adversity. You know, we talk about all the time, you can only control what you can control. And, you know, the ability for something negative to happen to you in the moment and yet the ability to respond instantaneously and going to finish that drive with a touchdown. I thought that was huge, and just really proud of our kids. And, you know, I think we then started to play in really great rhythm then the rest of the football game.
Yeah, it seems like that penalty really motivated the crowd, motivated the team, and especially Xavier too. But talking about him, you know, Brees gets so much credit, Brock gets so much credit, some of the defensive guys, and Xavier's been as consistent as almost anyone the last 2 years, and somewhat under the radar, but his catches were not just good catches. They were phenomenal catches at big moments.
Yeah, and I think, Jack, you hit the point of he's done it for the last 2 years. It's not like he's done it one game and then it's every game he's the same football player. And I think his consistency is as good as anybody in our football program of game in, game out, day in, day out. He's the same guy. And I think, boy, I don't know if there's a more consistent elite football player out there than what Xavier's doing for our program.
Really a quality young guy, too. I mean, anybody who's had a chance to talk to Xavier, you'll be so impressed with how polite he is, how thoughtful he is, and man, I got to imagine he's a great leader in your locker room, too.
Yeah, he is. He's one of the most special young men that I've had a chance to be around. I mean, I think when you talk about Xavier and, you know, he's been through a lot in life, you know, life hasn't always been easy for him. He's got an incredible mother who has been just a rock and, you know, probably one of the most amazing people that I've met through the recruiting journey. And, you know, I think Xavier's ability to persevere hard things in life early on has really allowed him to have a great worldly perspective of, you know, what this opportunity means, what it means to not only be a great football player, but to be a great human being, to be a great leader. And Xavier's done that. I mean, really, he's done that since the day he stepped on our campus. I remember talking about, you know, in January and February, people asked about Xavier coming in here 2 years ago, and he was nothing short of exceptional from the time he's walked in our doors, his work ethic, his want to, and not only that, his ability to lead others. And I think he's done a great job of, you know, really empowering that wide receiver room to take a big step forward this year. And, you know, I think, again, some unbelievable moments for X in the game. But one of my favorite moments is when X goes out, Tariq steps in, makes a huge play in the game. And man, who has been such a great anchor for Tariq? Man, it's been Xavier. And so I think those are the things that as the head coach, you're as appreciative and grateful for as anything. But yeah, Xavier is one of a kind. He's been nothing short of exceptional for us.
Yeah, talking about the offensive line, you have to go to break.
No, again. Go.
Talking about that offensive line, Jared Hufford came in the last couple games, and it seems like he's made a huge difference, or at least played very good football. You know, not that it was horrible before, but it seems like he's playing really good football, and especially on Breece's touchdown run. Whew. That block was something else.
Yeah, you know, I think Jared is just continuing to settle in at that left tackle position, and the one thing he brings to the table is he is elite physicality, and he's a guy that, you know, again, last year kind of started to make waves, got great opportunity in the Fiesta, played really well, took that opportunity, maximized it this offseason. Physically, just one of the most imposing physical young men in our program. And I think he's translated his physical prowess and now becoming what an elite offensive lineman looks like. And, you know, I think really played well at Kansas State. Through the entirety of that football game at Oklahoma State was probably our most highest graded out offensive lineman that we had, and really our most consistent guy all day on Saturday. So we're really proud of him.
I want to go back, Coach. You touched on it just for a second there, but when the penalty flag came out, obviously in the moment you're upset. You know, clearly everybody is, but you very quickly refocused your energy on your guys and. You know, something you're preaching all the time to your players that adversity is going to strike. How are you going to respond in the moment? And for the way your guys came right back out, because if you don't get a touchdown there, if you have to settle for a field goal, well, as you win by three, it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out how important that touchdown was. But your guys in the moment responded the right way. And then you let the officials know how you feel once you got to the, after that. Which was good, too. But I love the way that the team refocused its energy immediately on the task at hand.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that's where veteran leadership comes into play. And having somebody like Brock Purdy, who has this incredible ability to, I think, bring a calming effect into everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, he's the guy that, I mean, he did it. You know, he's got the ability to make the first throw. He has the ability to then, man, the first down play makes an incredible throw back to X on the screen, makes a great decision on second down. And then on the third play, it's third and one, and the ball is pinpoint accuracy of where it goes. And so, again, it's great to take credit for it, but the credit goes to the quarterback. The credit goes to the guy that's literally putting his hands on the ball every play. And when it's a really hard situation and the energy's out there, I think sometimes, you know, that's where people have to realize, boy, it's really hard to be that guy. And that guy steadied the ship when we needed him the most, and he was unbelievable.
We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light.
Welcome back to football, sports fans.
What's impressive about Pioneer's corn seed development? I'm here in York County, Nebraska. Off in the distance, about a quarter mile away, something is lit up. That's Boreas, one of Pioneer's mobile wind machines. Pioneer uses this machine to test its corn hybrids for standability. These tests are one of the reasons Pioneer has seen improved stalk strength and root scores year after year. Boreas, another thing that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
Anything can happen when the Cyclones and Hawkeyes come to compete. It's where the rubber meets the road. Neighbors become rivals and friends become foes. Some go home brokenhearted, while others are victorious. When the dust finally settles, one thing stands true. No matter which side you're on, you're part of tradition for those who are Iowan through and through. We're Iowa Corn, a proud sponsor of the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series. In Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
Get your COVID-19 and flu vaccines at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and there's no appointment necessary. And when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you get a 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver reward. That's right, get a 20-cent Fuel Saver reward when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, you can save time and even schedule an appointment in advance at Hy-Vee.com/my-pharmacy. Hy-Vee is here to help you stay healthy. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu at Hy-Vee today.
The coalition to support Iowa's farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The coalition to support Iowa's farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The coalition to support Iowa's farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
From Iowa farm fields to Jack Trice Stadium, Renewable Energy Group has a play. Iowa farmers produce nearly 3 billion bushels of corn and soybeans annually. Renewable Energy Group uses the oils extracted from corn and soybeans to produce renewable fuels that is used by the turf management team at Jack Trice Stadium and farmers across Iowa. Renewable Energy Group. It doesn't matter the field. We have a play in creating a cleaner, more sustainable environment.
Back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group, reducing emissions, creating jobs, fueling communities. Matt Campbell's our guest. We're going to have Jamie Pollard along a little bit later. And Jack Whitford, our guest co-host tonight. And Cyclone fans, stop by Size Locker Room to gear up for game day. Size Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. Coach, it's what, I think three games in a row with no turnovers, minimal penalties. That's a pretty good formula for success, and your guys have followed it.
Yeah, you know, and those are things that we just got to continue to pound away at. You know, I think, you know, again, it all starts with the ball carriers and certainly the people that are possessing the football. But, you know, I certainly think it really comes down to our growth and learning early in the football season how valuable that statistic truly is. And, you know, our kids have really went to work on it, and I think it's something that for us to be successful – John, we've talked about it a million times. We're going to have to win in the margins, and part of that is possessing the football and not beating yourself. And so far, our guys have continued to really grow in those areas.
Defense was phenomenal again this week, and Will McDonald, a couple huge plays as well, Big 12 Player of the Week. Those guys just keep getting better every week.
Yeah, you know, and really challenged on Saturday, I thought, in really every way, shape, and form. You know, I think, you know, we got off to a slow start defensively a little bit, and a lot of credit to, you know, certainly Oklahoma State's kids making some big plays and some big moments. But I really thought our poise on defense was outstanding. And, you know, we continued to battle, and, you know, we talk about coming out and right after halftime. That's after, man, a huge play, a huge drive that Oklahoma State's able to put together to put the touchdown on the board right before half. And, you know, I thought the poise and leadership of our veterans on that side of the ball, you talked about Mike and Greg and, you know, those guys really doing a great job of just steadying the ship, you know, getting the things that we needed to get corrected, and then, man, just keep playing. And they've done a great job of that.
I thought Craig McDonald played really well. He's a good open field tackler, and that's kind of a trademark of your defensive backs, certainly throughout the entire time you've been here. But it's so important for you to have success. Your corners and your safeties have to tackle well.
Yeah, we have to. And again, an area where we'll only continue to grow, I think. You know, I think that's an area that we can only continue to get better. And Craig is certainly doing it at a really high rate for us right now. And, you know, he's really been a great spark for our football team. And, you know, I think Kamani has done the same thing on the other side of the field for us in a lot of ways. And, you know, Kamani got dinged up and was able to play a little bit on Saturday and really played in the biggest moment of the game, obviously.
Sure.
But boy, between those two young players, man, they have just given us so much energy in the secondary, and I think they're only scratching the surface of how great they've got the ability to become.
And one thing that I've really noticed over the last couple of years is the depth that's being built on this program. And Mike Rose seemed like he was had a rough game getting banged up several times. But with the guys that are developing behind him, you feel pretty comfortable about that.
Yeah, you know, I think Eric Horn went into the game, played really good football, you know, graded out in a winning performance on Saturday, which we were really proud of. And, you know, I just think the ability of us to have that depth, it's going to show this time of year. You know, it's such a unique football season to what we had to go with a year ago, that man, we're going to play now 7 straight weeks in a row, and we're going to go 3 in a row this week. And man, that takes a toll, and physically and mentally, especially after such a physical football game this past Saturday, where man, guys are going to have to step up this week, and they're going to have to get in maybe more of a role or more playing time. And if they're ready and they've sustained the course and their process has been awesome, then our team will continue to grow. And if they haven't, you know, it'll be a challenge. But I think that's the key to our success, is the depth, and that depth being prepared when their opportunity comes their way.
You know, and we've talked about it on the show before, but the thing that people probably don't realize, and never will, because you're not going to disclose it, but you certainly know it as a coaching staff and the players know it, is guys going out there and playing when they're not 100%. And clearly, Mike Rose isn't 100% right now, but he's still going out there, still battling. And the guy has started 45 consecutive games, and I can't even imagine how many times in those 45 Mike's been a little bit dinged up, but it has still found a way to get out there and help your football team. And what a warrior that guy is.
Boy, I mean, John, and to play the way he played on top of it,
yes.
I mean, man, oh, man. I mean, you're talking about a young man who is giving everything he has for the betterment of the whole. And, you know, I think we talk a lot about that. Is ultimate sacrifice, but boy, he's doing it and playing exceptional and playing through tough. And you know, that's just, it's part of our sport, unfortunately, where you know you wish you felt like you did at the beginning of the season all year long, but unfortunately our sport doesn't allow that to happen. And you know, some guys can and some guys cannot, and you know, Michael's certainly one of those guys that can and is right now.
Yeah, those linebackers are playing good, but often you don't realize how important the guys in front of them are, and you know, to take up the blocker so that they can make plays. And it seems like that defensive line is really coming along right now.
Boy, I mean, what that group has done and is doing and continuing to grow is nothing short of exceptional for us right now. I mean, Isaiah Lee, again, back-to-back. I think I talked last week. He played the best game of his career. He played even better this past week. I thought he was outstanding. Enny was terrific. Zach Peterson, terrific. You know, and obviously we talked about what Will is doing for our football team. And even some of those young guys that are coming on, there's a lot of challenge right now at practice when you go to practice every day to get those reps and meaningful reps on the field. And, you know, you're talking about guys like Tucker Robertson and Corey Suttle. And, you know, there's a lot of guys right now that are battling for opportunity to get on the field. And I think that competition through the week is certainly helping those guys be their best on Saturday.
So much fun to see Enny having the kind of year he's had and so far, and will continue to have, I'm sure. But, you know, when the guy makes a decision to come back for that extra year, you want so badly for him, for it to work out the way that he had hoped or envisioned. I can't imagine it being any better than what it's been for Enny.
No, you know, and I think the same feeling that you just expressed is really what you hope for every one of our guys that made that decision. And, you know, Enny was a guy from day one that made the right decision and then went to work. And, you know, went to work to capitalize on the growth that he still had left as a young football player. And when I say young, young in the fact of maybe not age, but experience. And, you know, I think a guy that, you know, not a great high school program, high school that closed a year after any left. And so, you know, I think just for him to get the coaching and the maturity and getting the opportunity from a physical maturity standpoint, he's got great maturity as a human, but the physical maturity, you're talking to a guy that left at 305 last season and is right now around 337.
Wow.
And you're talking about a guy that looks like he's 305, right? And, you know, I just think the physical growth and development on top of, man, his ability to play the way he's playing, it was the right move for him and certainly our football team and program is benefiting greatly.
Yeah, I want to talk about the last drive a little bit, like how crucial that is, but also your trust in that defense. You can tell that when the game's on the line, I assume that's who you want on the field, is that defense to go make that stop, and they stepped up big this week.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, and you look at that defense and just what they've done and the veterans on that defense. I mean, man, there's a lot of guys there that have played a lot of football that, you know, when the game's on the line, you want them to be in the best position to help your team win. And I trust that group, no doubt about it. And, you know, that they have come up time and time again for the betterment of our football team. And, you know, their last two drives of the game, I mean, they were nothing short of exceptional.
So Brock really has only had one game where he didn't play well this year. And even that game, he had a couple passes deflected. But he did what he had to do against you and I. He was good against Baylor. He's been great ever since. And you know, I never seem to hear him getting mentioned anymore. To me, he's the first team all Big 12 quarterback again. Now, maybe some people can make a case for some other guys, but he's having a phenomenal year. And when you think about 14-1 in this stadium, Jack, wow. If I would have told you, hey, we got this quarterback coming, and he's going to go 14-1 in this place, okay, against Big 12 teams. I mean, we start taking it for granted almost, but we shouldn't. It's awesome what he's doing.
Yeah, and, you know, and really, you're right, John. It's a shame. You know, at some point, you know, everybody will look back, and you're going to say the greatest player to ever play football at Iowa State that literally changed the face of the program is right here in your hands. And maybe you didn't appreciate him while he was here, but I, as special as they come, is really fun to watch and is only getting better, which is even more exciting. I think, you know, he's continued to just pound away at his detail and his craft and, you know, got great challenges ahead of him. And, man, one coming this week with as athletic and talented as a team as we've played this year. And yet, you know, a guy that certainly understands that his growth is really important and wants to be the best.
That made me think about there's several guys on this team that will probably be considered the best at their position ever at this school. You know, Charlie's probably at that category. Greg Eisworth, you know, he's done it for 4 years now. And Mike Rose, and it's almost like we overlook them because we just expect them to be great every day.
You get used to it,
And then next year we're going to be like, oh, man, I forgot how good they were. Then you look at their stats this year, and they're right in line or better than they were in their All-American years. Yeah. And so it's just fun to see as a Cyclone fan the best that's ever been here at several positions on the field.
Yeah, and like you said, I think what I'm really proud of is those guys are living up to what they've got the ability to be. And, you know, I think for our team to be successful, and I've said this a lot, our A players have to play at A level football for us to be successful. And the fact that they are and they're continuing to pound away to reach their full potential, that allows our football team at some point to reach their full potential. And, man, you're just really grateful to be with guys that want to be the best, and not just for themselves, but for the betterment of the team. And I think that's what I really appreciate about our group.
And all those guys that Jack just mentioned are guys that kind of took a leap of faith to come play for you because you didn't have a huge track record yet at Iowa State. You'd started to have some success, but they believed in your vision for the program, and now they've taken it to the level you had hoped.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, I think that's what was really special about those couple seniors that graduated last year and then this senior class is, you know, without them, there's no us and there's certainly no where we're at right now. And you know, that's what's special about our sport is it is player-driven. It's really not coach-driven. Your job is to help guide. Their job is to go do and what they've done and continue continue to do and stand for. They're really special, and it's an honor to be with them and be around them.
What is it about October? For October, I mean, yeah. Is it part of, you know, talk about the process. Is it part about the process of getting better? Is it just better focus than other teams at that point in the season? What is it about October?
Yeah, I think you hope that there's enough humility about your team that no matter what happened in September, it doesn't really matter, you know, and that's, it does to the outside world, but it really doesn't. And what does matter is, can you get better? And can you continue to grow? And our sport is one where you can't mimic the game. You can't mimic the sport as much as you say you do or you want to try. And there's only 12 guaranteed games. You know, like, man, in basketball, we got a couple exhibition games and we get to play 30 times. And you know what? We might have played bad on Tuesday, but we get to go play again on Saturday and correct it. In baseball, man, we play a three-game series on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you get it figured out. But in football, there's 12 guaranteed opportunities, and your humility and character to grow through each of those opportunities, win or lose, success or failure, is really indicative of who you become at the end. And really, our sport is really judged by who we become at the end. And so I think the character of our group to stay the course, to not look at what just happened positively or negatively, that is why our teams have been able to, when we're at our best, have been able to grow. And, you know, this group certainly has a chance to do that. It's got a lot to prove still. And, you know, like I said before, a huge proving ground opportunity again this coming Saturday with a lead opponent. But, you know, I think that group has really took the vision of how do you become the best team. And some of our teams have done a great job of kind of guiding and staying the course through that.
That also makes me think of some of the unsung heroes in the program. You get a ton of glory, obviously, and the stars and the players, but there's a whole lot of coaches that obviously are getting through to these players and making the corrections and keeping the improvement going all year. And that's what it really takes to be a great football team.
Yeah.
No one even talks about that.
No, and you're so right, Jack. Like, and I think you know this, in a program like ours where you don't have the best players, you don't have every five-star in America, you got to win because not just the team's aligned, but everybody's got to be aligned to the vision. And, you know, the vision has got to be carried out daily if you want to be able to reach your full potential. And that's from an incredible academic team here who supports our kids day in and day out, to an amazing athletic training team that cares about our kids and does everything in their power to help them, to an amazing strength and conditioning group who has prepared our kids physically and mentally for these challenges. And then you talk about the coaching staff, and you talk about, you know, guys who, you know, I told our team today, you know, this is a time of year, it's hard. And you got guys banged up. You guys got tired. It's got school going on. Coaches are tired. They miss their families. You got all this stuff, but nobody cares. And the reality is, if you want to get where you want to go, you got to be willing to continue to sacrifice for the good of the cause. And we've missed out on that in our society in some way, shape, or form. But hopefully, we don't miss out on that in Cyclone football right now and continue to grow. And you know, you're right, Jack. It takes an all-in mentality and an approach, and it's the one place in our society where we can still have that and still believe in that and still believe that, man, if I'm willing to sacrifice for the betterment of the whole, maybe, just maybe, we can reach our full potential.
Well said. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Becoming America's best-selling brand means you never settle. Like the Ford F-150, completely rebuilt from the ground up to be smarter and tougher than ever. Or the Ford Bronco Sport, with a legacy that can't be broken. The entire Bronco family is designed, engineered, and built for adventure. Plus, Ford's complete lineup of SUVs gives you the power, style, and space you need for life on the go. Go to buyfordnow.com or contact your local Northland Ford dealer for exclusive offers on the perfect Ford for you. Sales come based on calendar year sales.
Tournament Club of Iowa, designed by golf legend Arnold Palmer. TCI is his only signature course in the state. TCI is a public course that offers a challenging yet enticing experience for golfers of all levels and is now managed by Kaler Golf. Cap off your round with breathtaking views and a delicious meal at the Copper Oak Restaurant. Looking for a unique setting for your wedding, party, or outing? Look no further than TCI. Visit tcofiowa.com to book your tee time today.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
While some seed companies put a greater stake in stock prices and anonymous shareholders, Rob Seco knows that what's important to you, it's closer to home. That's why you'll find we're focused on your needs. With a simplicity that makes us easy to do business with, a relationship that makes it easy to connect with anyone in the company, and the technology, traits, and genetics you need from any source. Put your stock in the company that puts you first. Rob Seco.
Your premier Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, and proud to be a part of Team Chevy, the number one selling brand in Iowa for the past 10 years. Thanks to a talented lineup that includes versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like Silverado. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find exciting offers and a dealer near you. Based on IHS Market CYE 2010 to 2020, new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University, playing for a cleaner, more sustainable community together. Our guest is Matt Campbell. Our guest co-host tonight is Jack Whitford. Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Network from Learfield. Iowa State in West Virginia this week in Morgantown, and a 1 o'clock kickoff Central Time. And, Matt, a really good win for West Virginia at TCU, a game where TCU returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. And you talk about dealing with adversity, and there it was, because that could be really deflating. You know. And then they came right back and took it down the field and scored and went on and won that game.
Yeah, I think you look at this West Virginia team, and I would say this. I mean, you look at their games over really the entirety of the season, a huge win against Virginia Tech early in the season. I think one of the most explosive, dynamic, talented young teams in our conference, and they're just young. And I think they believe, they're hungry. In my opinion, really one of the most talented teams that we will face this fall. And I think they're elite at the skill positions. You know, really good young offense and defense aligned that's physical at the point of attack, and you know they'll be ready to rock and roll. I think this is one of the up and coming teams in the Big 12 right now for sure.
What's it like going into their place? Because I mean, it's almost the exact same stadium as you have. It's a little different in the end zones there, but the architect was the same.
Yeah.
And it's a crowd that's into the game. So what's it like? What's it like going in there trying to win a game in that place?
Yeah, you know, I would say one of the hardest places in college football to play for sure. You know, I mean, you know, I think even before they came in the Big 12, growing up in that area, like it's a special place to go watch football. It's a really unique and awesome stadium. They care a lot. And it is the biggest show in town every Saturday. And so, you know, there's a lot of respect from my end in the history of West Virginia's football program, and certainly, you know, what that fan base is going to bring to the table as well. They love their program a lot like the Cyclones love theirs.
And you've had a lot of success against West Virginia the last couple of years. Brock led a victory down there 2 years ago. He's had a lot of success against them. How much does that matter? Does it not matter at all next Saturday?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's the thing about our sport is, and you know this, Jack, man, every year is so different. And, you know, I think it's all about, you know, the present moment and the present time. And, you know, unfortunately, I think when you deal with 18 to 22-year-olds, it is that. And, you know, I think what you're going to get is a young team that really believes in West Virginia, that has some exceptional playmakers. numbers at the right spots. And, you know, you're going to see an Iowa State team that, man, can they keep growing? Can they keep getting better? Is there growth that can continue to happen, or, you know, or is there not? And if there's not, I think it'll be a real hard challenge for this group. So it's going to be really interesting to see, but what a great opportunity. What a great place to go play college football. And I'm really excited about the opportunity.
What made you pull the trigger on Andrew Mevis at punter, and what were the returns? What'd you think?
Boy, you know, I think the returns were exceptional. You know, I think Andrew, you know, from ball placement to, you know, height to, you know, had a couple opportunities to really swing the field, and he did a great job of it. You know, Andrew's background is he was the punter, the kicker, and the field goal kicker at his old college. You know, Andrew, again, you talk about having some guys dinged up early in the season. Andrew was probably one of the most critical guys that was hurt for our football team. You know, we lost him towards the end of spring for an extended period of time. We really lost him for the majority of fall camp. And so, you know, when our bye week came around, we asked him if he was interested again in continuing to punt. And, you know, Andrew's about as competitive of a young man that we have in our program. And he wanted to. And, you know, we allowed him to kind of get going a little bit during the bye week. And, you know, we really felt like it, after the Kansas State game, maybe it was a great opportunity to see what he could do. But, geez, he was exceptional, was unbelievable in practice last week. And I think just, again, gives you a veteran presence, gives you a guy that's been there and done that in the games, and somebody that wants the ball in his hand in the moment. And so, you know, we're really proud of what he's doing. He's been exceptional for our program.
Seems like the special teams over the last 2 weeks have really taken a huge step forward.
Yeah. And again, I would say, because I think it all starts with the who, you know, and you know, when you got Andrew giving you consistency in the kickoff game, when you got Andrew giving you great consistency now in the punt game, then your everything else can start to develop around it. I think it's really hard to be consistent in the special teams game when you're not consistent in some of those critical spots. You know, Jalen Knowles done a great job now back as the kick returner and punt returner. And so, you know, I think we're starting to grow there, and I think there's even more growth that we can continue to pound away at for us to be the best team we can be. And those are great challenges as we continue on and certainly go into this week.
Have you ever been in the kicking situation where you're rotating kickers on extra points before, or is this new?
No, that's certainly new. I think the whole thing was new, you know, in a lot of ways. But, you know, just trying to keep both guys fresh, both guys available for us. And, you know, obviously Andrew continuing to stay in a little bit more rhythm because of all the things he's doing in the game. But, you know, certainly have the utmost respect for Connor Sally and certainly what he's done this year and over the history of time here for our program.
Some of the guys that probably get talked about the least but play such a valuable role for your team are the coverage guys, the guys that are on those special teams that run down the field and make plays. And Darian Porter jumps off the page as a guy who's doing a great job. But who are some of the guys that are doing a real nice job for you on punt and kickoff coverage units?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, you talk about the guys that are on the majority of those units are exactly what you said. Rory Walling, Darian Porter are guys that have been foundational fixtures on our special teams units in terms of our coverage units, have done a great job. Miles Purchase, freshman that has been exceptional. Bo Freiler, I know we've talked about, I think, leading our team in special teams tackles right now this fall for our football team. And then on top of that, you talk about the guys that are playing on offense or defense and covering. And, you know, Mike Rose has a huge play on the punt team this past Saturday, turns it back to Darian Porter for a 3-yard loss on the punt return opportunity in the game. You know, you talk about Zach Peterson makes the tackle on the first kickoff, you know, of the game. You talk about Will McDonald running down the last kickoff of the game, forcing it to Bo Freiler, and Bo Freiler making the play. So, yeah, there's some guys that are doing that, but then there's some guys that are pulling double duty for the betterment of our team.
How about those guys, the names you just listed? A lot of starters don't like playing special teams. Yeah. They think they're better than special teams. They want the break or whatever it is. But you're listing some of your best players as the guys that are making the plays on special teams.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I don't think we can be better than anything here. You know, we have to do the little things really well. And, you know, if that means Mike Rose has got to be on our punt team, or if that means that Zach Peterson's got to run down and be the R5 on our kickoff team, then for the betterment of our team, that's what we have to do. And, you know, I do think it's great great that, you know, it's like I feel like these special teams units right now are either these elite freshmen, you know, and Joey Peterson's running down next to Zach Peterson, which is fun to see. And then, you know, you talk about Bo Freiler and Miles Purchase, but then to see it being done with, man, Jake Hummel, and you see it to be done with Mike Rose, and you see it done with Zach Peterson. I think it's a really great reflection of who this team really is.
As the days are getting shorter here and the season's winding down, you're getting into, you got five games left before whatever postseason opportunities there are. But they're all squeezed together. There's no buy in there. So are you shortening things up at practice, or how are you approaching that as far as trying to stay healthy?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I would say is, you know, that thought process was done in January.
Right.
And, you know, I think we knew what it was going to look like. We knew the challenge at hand, and I think everything was done with the mindset to really make sure we were our best when our best was needed. And, you know, I think that coming out of the bye, and I would even tell you going into this week, we're healthier today than we were at the start of the football season. And I think that's a huge credit to, man, what we did in strength and conditioning. I think the overall plan, I think what we've been doing, our kids buy in value to athletic training and taking care of themselves and nutrition and all those things that really matter to keep you healthy. And so, you know, I think our focal point has been, can we get to this point a year and be our best, knowing that this was going to be a really hard challenge and that you're going to have to play consecutive games in a row. And for us, that's the tail end of the season, seven straight games, and not going to be easy. Man, the transition from playing a really good Oklahoma State team to on the road against a really good West Virginia team, that's really hard. And we're going to have to get on a plane on Friday, and we're going to have to be ready to rock and roll come 2 o'clock, you know, Eastern time on Saturday. And so, you know, I think that takes great buy-in from your players. So I think they've done a great job of that. You know, how we do what we do, I think week in and week out, really doesn't change too much. But, you know, I think in terms of the contact collision, in terms of the mindset of what we wanted to do, I think that process really happened in January of how we did spring practice, how we did fall camp, to really what we did early in the season to be our best when we needed it.
Just last week, you faced one of the best running backs in the Big 12 and had a lot of success against him. Haven't seen a lot of West Virginia yet. What's the key to this game coming up? What do they want to do, and what do you need to stop?
Well, you know, I think the two things that they have is another elite running back. You know, their tailback was an all-conference player a year ago. You know, was him and Brees were neck and neck almost all season in terms of rush yardage. And I think then on the opposites, on the other side of the spectrum from an offensive perspective, elite skill players. I mean, they've got guys that literally can take it the distance on every play at every one of their wide receiver positions. And, you know, a young offensive line that's really just continues to get better week in and week out. They were exceptional against TCU. And, you know, they've made some changes on the offensive line that I think you're seeing the budding of an exceptional offensive front. And then, you know, really two quarterbacks that are playing really good football for them right now. And so, you know, they got a young quarterback that's an elite athlete that certainly gives them a different dimension, and then a veteran quarterback who precision and detail in the throwing game. So I think a really good challenge for our defense again this week.
Last thing before we let you go, and totally off topic, and I'm sure you don't even want to be asked this, but what's your ideal number for the college football playoff? There's so much debate about, should it be, you know, 8 teams? Should it be 12? What should it be? And you've experienced some of this as a player. Tell me what you think is the good number.
Yeah, it just depends probably on the day you get me, John. You know, I would say probably, you know, being a Division III guy, a guy that played in a true playoff system,
right,
there is some value to that. You know, I think there's some great things that come with that. There are meaningful games at the end of the season, getting into the playoffs, you know, the opportunity to not depend on a number or a, you know, sometimes a subjective, you know, but real concrete evidence, and then see what happens once the game gets played. And so, you know, whatever that looks like, I think Division III football was 32 teams. And, you know, I think that those always become the debate, you know, where's the cutoff point? What's
right.
It look like? And I get that. And I think the other thing we do have to be understood of the college football model is, you know, if we're going to go that route, then can the physical and the mental well-being of our players, as well as the academic well-being of our players, really take the toll of playing 15 or 16 games? Then I think we really have to ask ourselves, are we doing the – there's probably a lot of things we have have to ask ourselves, are we doing the right thing? That would probably be another thing that we should say, are we doing the right thing with?
All right, Matt, thanks so much for your time.
Right,
good luck out in Morgantown.
All right, thanks
appreciate
so much.
It. All right, the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers is proud to sponsor Cyclone Athletics, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. We're going to have Jamie Pollard coming along next and Jack Whitfer, our guest co-host tonight. We're going to come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Is your work environment safe? It can be with help from EMC Insurance Companies. Use our loss control resources for online driver training, tools to avoid slips, trips, and falls, ways to improve workstation ergonomics, techniques for proper lifting, and so much more. Get safety videos and materials for your employees, all at no additional cost, when you insure your business with EMC. Learn more at emcins.com.
Anything can happen when the Cyclones and Hawkeyes come to compete. It's where the rubber meets the road. Neighbors become rivals and friends become foes. Some go home brokenhearted, while others are victorious. When the dust finally settles, one thing stands true. No matter which side you're on, you're part of tradition for those who are Iowan through and through. We're Iowa Corn, a proud sponsor of the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series. In Iowa, we grow corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? Well, I'm standing here in front of something called the genotyping lab. This is where Pioneer breeders peer into the DNA of corn and soybean germplasm. This process expanded exponentially in the last few years, resulting in faster, more accurate data, which means Pioneer is able to bring new and more advanced products to farmers. The genotyping lab, another place that makes Pioneer Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
Two teams, one goal. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University have partnered to bring sustainable solutions to improving air quality and reducing carbon emissions on the campus of Iowa State University. Through the use of clean fuel produced at Renewable Energy Group's biorefineries in Newton and Mason City, Iowa, students can breathe easier knowing that two teams are working together in creating a cleaner, more sustainable campus.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Iowa Farm Fields to Jack Trice Stadium. Renewable Energy Group has a play in supporting agriculture and creating a cleaner, more sustainable environment. Our thanks to Matt Campbell, who joined us moments ago. And right now, Jamie Pollard is our guest. Jack Whitfer is our guest co-host tonight. And Jamie, what an amazing homecoming weekend. I mean, just, you know, the whole experience, everything about it was great, from the Hall of Fame. I mean, Just a tremendous weekend to be a Cyclone.
It really was. You know, I'm glad you mentioned the Hall of Fame, because that was Friday night, and it was a great way for us to kick off the weekend, as you know, because you emceed it. Yeah. Four of my children went in, so to speak, right?
They were
athletes that were athletes while I was AD, which just gave it a whole new meaning, because that's the first time that that's been that way. And then Saturday to have, you know, the crowd, the weather, the game in of itself, you know, it was just perfect, right? It was a marketing, you know, marketer's dream, because you kept everybody hanging on their seat all the way to the end. But a great college football game. I mean, that's what I told Coach Campbell in the locker room after the game, you know. Yeah, it's great we won, but it was a great college football game.
You know, it's better when you win.
Yes, absolutely. It's only a game unless you lose.
Well, and so thinking back to maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago when all this stuff was going on with the realignment and people are saying nationally, oh, well, when Texas and Oklahoma leave, there's nothing left of value in the Big 12 Conference. And, you know, it doesn't even matter if those two teams aren't involved in the game. Well, how about the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just had two of the quote-unquote leftovers out here. Looked pretty good. I like leftovers, but that was a heck of a game, man. And,
it really was. It was, you know, it was fun. It was intense. It was stressful. But yeah. But in the end, you know, obviously it's great when we win. But you know, that our games with Oklahoma State for the last, what, 7-8 years have been a one-possession game. And so, you know, it's their AD and I talked about it today. It's just like, gosh, we're going to stop doing that to ourselves.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the best game day atmospheres we've ever had around here. You know, uh-huh. I've been here for a lot. Probably West Virginia, maybe, what, 3 or 4 years ago was probably my favorite, that night game.
It was great.
When they were top 10.
That was great.
But so much goes into the game day and the people behind it and just so much work.
Well, it was, and you know, and then ending with all the fans celebrating on the field, which
is great.
You know,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm torn on both sides of that because I mean, one, it is really cool and the pageantry, and that's what makes college sports so great. On the other hand, I'd like to think you know that we get to a spot where you know we expect to win, so we don't need to do that. But you know, at the same time, you see some of the pictures of the people on the field that are lasting memories, and those things help us sell tickets going forward.
For sure.
So you know, it's both sides of it.
Speaking of selling tickets, it's we're almost getting to the point where you don't even have to brag about sellouts anymore. It's almost every single week.
Well, yes. I mean, it was another sellout. I would envision we'll have a sellout for Texas because we're about in the same spot we were for Oklahoma State at this time prior to that game. So, you know, we've never had where we've started the season with the, you know, the first five games all being over 60,000. So, you know, we've had three sellouts and then one game that was just short of 61. So that's pretty dang good.
The fans did come onto the field and I get it because that was just an intense, edgier seat game the whole time. And it was just like, okay, we won, the sense of relief. But it's always a situation where you do have to be cautious how you approach it because it's not always perfect when that happens.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, and it's, I mean, first and foremost, it's absolutely critical that we protect the players, the staff, and the officials. And then try to protect the fans from themselves. Right. But it's absolutely essential that we protect that visiting team. And, you know, the way we're set up makes it challenging by having the student section right there where, you know, makes it hard for the visiting team to get off the field. And, you know, we did a lot and improved a lot. And, you know, the Big 12 is, you know, issuing a statement tonight and it may have already gone out. I didn't see before I came on air, but you know, we're not being fined. They recognize that, you know, the actions we've taken since last time have greatly improved things, but we still got a ways to go. I mean, we're very vulnerable. We had an incident in Saturday's game with a student that, you know, ran in and, you know, confronted one of the Oklahoma State players, and that student got arrested and ejected from the stadium. But we just, you can't have that happen because that's like, you know, putting gas on a fire. And, you know, if something bad happens, then, you know, then that's a really bad situation. And I wouldn't want our players and our coaches put in a similar spot if we were on the road. And so we've got to continue to do our best. You know, we got to look at it and see what can we continue to do to try to make it even safer.
But we didn't get fined. Just a statement don't do it again.
Well, it did not to say that don't do it again. It was they recognized the improvements we made, but they strongly encouraged us to continue to look at it and look what we can do to further enhance it because, you know, our situation is somewhat unique how it's set up. And, you know, it's we're playing with a time bomb there that, you know, that you're going to have another incident because, you know, let's say that call gets reversed at the end. I'm afraid they're coming over the wall, not happy, but angry, you know, and if something like that happened, it'd be, you know, look at what happened at Tennessee. We can't have that happen.
No, that was ridiculous.
You can't have that happen.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up because that thought did cross my mind when the flag went out against Xavier Hutchinson.
Yep.
That at Tennessee, there was like an 18-minute delay in their game, I think it was with Ole Miss, with everything being chucked onto the field and, you know, a mustard golf ball. But thankfully, our fans didn't throw things. And, yes, they were upset, but it didn't get out of hand there in that situation where you kind of are holding your breath a little bit.
Well, you are. And, you know, I never expected that our fans would do anything like that. But, you know, heck, you don't. I mean, you can look at the Tennessee game, and I'm sure they weren't thinking something like that could happen. And, you know, you're going to have calls that don't go your way. You just are, right? And you know, fan comes from fanatic, and people do strange things. And, you know, and we can't have that happen. We value our brand and this program and this institution too much to let ourselves be vulnerable to doing that. And so we've got to challenge ourselves. How can we do better? We improved greatly.
Yep.
We improved greatly, but we were far from perfect.
Yeah, that flag on Xavier Hutchinson, I thought it really showed our fan base and our people of Iowa, because not only did they not throw mustard bottles on the field, they actually turned that into a positive, where I thought that was the play of the game that actually changed the entire game. The crowd got more into it. Hutchinson got really mad and started playing like a beast. And it really turned the whole game around to get our fans behind the team, and I think really propelled to the win.
Right. I would agree. And, you know, Coach Haycock and I talked about that in the locker room after the game, that actually was like an igniter. But I also look at, you know, that replay at the end with 40 whatever was left in the game. And, boy, you
could
know,
went sideways.
If that goes the other way, I'm afraid what happens, right?
Yeah.
And again, we can't have that happen.
But I think, you know, and Jack just touched on that moment. And to me, that was the quintessential Matt Campbell moment, because he always talks about adversity is going to strike somewhere in a game. How are you going to respond to it? And, yes, he was ticked for a few seconds that the flag had come out, and he let him know it for a couple seconds. But then he went right back to focusing on his guys. And Brock Purdy went right back to that huddle and took charge. And the guys went right back in and scored what was a critical touchdown in a three-point game. And so, to me, that just sums up what Matt has preached for years and years, which is adversity is going to strike. How are you going to respond? I thought Iowa State responded really well.
Well, I want to know how many weeks you're waiting to use that word, quintessential.
I was waiting for John Coyne to be our guest.
Go ahead. You know, I would say I rewatched the game on Sunday morning, and I would also further add to that is, you know, because you're at the game, you're watching a lot of different things. But you rewatch the game, and I'm going to just point out both Brock and Charlie Kohler.
Yeah.
Like the number of times during the game when you would just look at their expression and they were expressionless. You know, just in the moment, not caught up in the excitement or just focused. And, you know, that's senior-led experience.
Throughout the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series, Iowa Corn promotes values that are uniquely Iowan. On behalf of Iowa's corn farmers, we salute all fans and athletes for their hard work and determination both on and off the field. Just like our athletes, our state leads the nation in corn and ethanol production. Follow Iowa Corn on Facebook to learn how corn grows Iowa. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, right after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the Plumbers and Steam Fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Playing as a team like the Iowa State University football team, the 900 employees of Renewable Energy Group, based in Ames, Iowa, play as a team with a focus on safety, integrity, humanity, and driving results. Renewable Energy Group was voted by the Des Moines Register as one of the top places to work in Iowa, and we're proud of our history of reducing emissions, creating jobs, and fueling communities.
Providing food, feed, and fuel for the world is a tough job. Making a profit is even tougher. Sukup Manufacturing has a solution. Store now, profit later. Storing your grain in a Sukup bin is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. Sukup offers a full line of bins to fit your specific needs, and with over 80 patents, it's easy to see why Sukup is the world's fastest growing grain bin company. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? This is the germplasm library on the Johnston, Iowa campus. There are racks of corn and soybean seeds going back to 1926. This is where it all begins. The depth and breadth of Pioneer germplasm, combined with the vast knowledge of Pioneer breeders who have worked with these genetic lines for years. The Germplasm Library. Another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk. Some things work best in pairs, like Enlist E3 soybeans from Golden Harvest. Our exclusive varieties have strong agronomics and disease tolerance for your conditions. Get yours from Golden Harvest today for a pairing that performs. This is how we listen. Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks displayed or otherwise used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. Enlist E3 soybean technology is jointly developed with Dow AgroSciences LLC and MS Technologies LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Dow AgroSciences LLC. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Iowa State University is living Cardinal, Gold, and Green through their partnership with Renewable Energy Group and bringing clean fuel solutions to campus. We're visiting with Jamie Pollard. Our thanks to Matt Campbell. He was here earlier tonight. And we've got Jack Whitfer as our guest co-host. And Jamie, you're a guy who appreciates bands. And we had a bunch of them here on Saturday, which I thought really added to the electricity of the game. We've talked about what a great environment it was. But you had the Oklahoma State band, the Iowa State band, the alumni band. It was just a lot of bands.
Well, again, it goes back to that's part of the collegiate kind of environment. And yeah. I love it when the visiting team bands come. And so we were glad to welcome Oklahoma State back, or welcome Oklahoma State. And then our alumni band, you know, those guys love it. And they help us out a lot during basketball because during the break games, they'll a lot of them cover it. Jay Chapman, who is our head of the Gridiron Club, president of the Gridiron Club, you know, he's usually the one that's conducting the band or playing
the drums.
Well,
it was George Condit after the game.
yeah.
But so another thing that happened on Saturday, and there were so many great things we talked about, but recognizing Cy's favorite alum and Denny and Kathy Baker.
Absolutely.
Great choices.
Well, you know, Denny, going back to the days of, you know, being a football equipment manager, you know, and lettering, that's pretty cool that he's out there at practice every day and still engaged with the program, mentors young men on our team, has a scholarship for equipment man. You know, he just, they're all in, and that's really cool.
So looking forward to this week, games on ESPN Plus.
Yes.
I don't think we've had a game this year on ESPN Plus yet.
I think you and I
The U and I game was.
So how does that work within the whole media contract and the future of where we're going?
Well, it is the future of where we're going because, you know, linear declines, everyone's trying to figure out how to populate and make money on digital. And ESPN Plus is ESPN's version of trying to have a future platform, you know, and what I would say, I mean, it does, it depends, you know, it's come a long ways in 2 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I now, you know, at home, if you have a smart TV, you got the ESPN app on there already. If you have the subscription, you know, it's not as easy to just like flip between channels, but it's right there. And if you don't have a smart TV, you can put I've got a Fire Stick on my non-smart TVs. And so you make them smart TVs. But, you know, I liken it back to when I was in college. That's when cable came about. And I remember when you had to have cable, and I'm like, I'm a college, so I'm not paid, you know. And it stunk when something was on cable, and you know, you were like mad, right?
Yeah, like the controversy of Monday Night Football going to ESPN.
Yeah.
Yes, big move.
Right, you know, and so now today, we don't even think twice about that, right? And so to me, digital, you know, 10 years from now, probably won't even be 10 years, 5 years from now, we probably will look back on this and go, whip-de-doo-dah.
And I mean, any fan could probably subscribe for monthly memberships, or do you know how it works?
Yeah, so ESPN Plus right now is, I think it's $4.99.
I think that's about right.
$4.99 or $5.99. You don't have to have another service. You can, like if I call up on my phone right now, the ESPN Plus Score app, okay, it's there. And if I don't have, I'm YouTube, so I can get into that if I want. But the ESPN Plus app is right there where you can just click on it inside the ESPN app. And as long as you've paid the $4.99, then you've got access to all that content that's there for every conference, every sport.
And we do have a bunch of basketball games coming up on that,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
So it's not
a bad
time.
13 of them?
That's a good buy. $5
So it's not a bad time now to go ahead and invest in it. If you're thinking about doing it for basketball anyway, you might as well go
ahead. But the fact, when you have it on your TV, I mean, it's, you know, it was a while. You used to have to plug your phone in, do all that. Now you don't have to do it. It's just, you know, clicking on different.
So as we talk about the future of streaming and, you know, conference realignment, all that, rumor is like the amount of subscribers a school can bring is really important going forward, almost as much as the media market. Is there truth to that? And
we're all trying to anticipate what the future is going to look like, right? What we know is historically it was households. And now, you know, we know households are declining because people are dropping cable, dropping, you know, satellite. And so the players in the space are trying to figure out how to monetize digital. No one's quite figured it out, but they're creating robust platforms. And so it doesn't take much to connect the dots and say, well, the future then is going to be activators, not households. And so then you start looking at, well, activators mean you need bodies. And, you know, the best place to start with bodies is to look at the school's enrollment, because they're going to, you know, that's your most likely activators, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Central Florida, 70,000 students, Houston, 50,000 students, Cincinnati, 50,000 students, BYU, you know, 35,000 students, but probably, you know, every one of those is an activator, where at some, mm-hmm. you know, because you have 50, you may get 10,000 activators out of there. So those four schools add tremendous amount of activity for what the future most likely will hold.
Yeah, that is interesting. And I didn't realize that those student bodies were so big.
Central Florida is the largest in the country.
I knew they were big. Yep. I didn't realize Cincinnati was so big.
Cincinnati's, I think, 48,000.
Wow.
I think, you know, Houston's right in that same ballpark. So, wow. You know, in some ways, they're much bigger than
right.
any of us that are already in the league.
So, speaking of TV, we won't know until probably Saturday night or Sunday what time the game against Texas is going to start, which is, unfortunately, that's the second time with a home game.
Yep.
Nothing you can really do about it.
Nope, but they get 4 6-day picks, and this is their third.
Yeah.
So, and I understand it. You know, that's part of the television contract, because they want to get the best games in the best
sure.
spots, right?
Sure.
And so I believe on that Saturday there's 2 11s, 1 2:30, and 1 7 o'clock window.
Okay.
And I think Fox is first.
Okay.
And so has the first pick. Three of the picks are Fox.
Okay.
One is ESPN. So, you know, presumably that game will probably be the best game of the week. So will Fox want it in their 11 o'clock window, or will they want it in their 7 o'clock window? Because the 2:30 window is ESPN.
Okay, well.
So Fox would have to skip on the Texas-Iowa State game, you know, for ESPN to have a shot at it for the 2:30 window.
Makes sense. And we'll adjust and adapt and have a great crowd regardless, it sounds like,
yep.
for that Texas game. Jamie, we've got other things going on. Certainly, cross country, big opportunity for them this Friday in Stillwater. The men and women both performed very well at the Nutty Comb Invitational, and now they have a great opportunity at Big 12s.
Well, it's our first Big 12 championship of the year, and so, you know, we like to add more trophies to the trophy case in the Jacobson Building. So, you know, our women, I think, will be going for their 9th one in 10 years. And it's a little stuck in my craw. Our men should be going for their 5th in a row. But, you know, last year we tied, and they have a tiebreaker
we'll
to break the tie. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I mean, every other sport in the Big 12,
right.
they give co-champions, but
right.
not in cross country.
Right.
Okay? They don't ask me why. And so, unfortunately for us, you know, we're ranked 2, Oklahoma State's ranked 5. It'll be a dual meet, so it could end up in a tie again. Yeah. I mean, that's how close it'll be. But we'd be great to come home with 2 big trophies to add to the Cyclone in the Jacobson Building.
What about individually? Any of those guys have a shot to win the Big 12
Wesley,
title?
You know, he should be the favorite, but Oklahoma State's got a really good runner too. And Kaylee Logue will be going for her 4th,
yeah.
but she's going to be hard pressed. She got beat by the West Virginia girl and the Oklahoma State girl at Nutty Comb. So, she'll have a hard time going, you know, trying to repeat for the 4th time, but you're the champion until you're not.
Well, and what a great accomplishment to win it 3 times so far.
Absolutely.
Amazing. So
yep.
That'll be very exciting. That's going to be coming up on Friday, and also Friday, well, I guess it's Saturday and Sunday, will be volleyball.
West Virginia.
With West Virginia here at Hilton Coliseum, and a really big 2-game series for the Cyclones.
Well, it is. You know, we're in 3rd. West Virginia's in 4th. We want to stay in 3rd.
Yeah.
You know, still trying to chase Baylor because we get them at the end of the year. So big match, big weekend for the volleyball team, because I think, you know, a win this weekend kind of probably vaults us towards going to the NCAA tournament again and solidifying our spot kind of in the top 3 in the league, which would be good.
Yep. I would just put a plug in for that volleyball team. I've been to a few games and take my girls to the games, and it's a fun time.
It is.
It's fast moving, a lot of action, and it's really fun to watch those games.
Well, last Thursday night when we, in the first set, we took down Texas. That was only the seventh set they'd lost in 60 matches all year. And they're ranked number one and undefeated. So it was fun. It was exciting. The place was rocking. Unfortunately, Texas is really good, and then they beat us in the next three sets. But you're right. It is a neat environment.
And what a job Christy Johnson Lynch has done, and we talked about it at the Hall of Fame dinner, but Iowa State volleyball in Big 12 competition before Christy got here was 13-167. Okay.
Wow.
As Johnny Orr once said, that's not very good, Coach. So 13-167 before Christy arrives. And then Kaylee Manza, we just put in the Hall of Fame. You know, her 4 years, all 4 years making the NCAA tournament. So that was her first recruiting class. So never take for granted. Again, we talked about this with Matt Campbell, with Brock Purdy and some of these guys that have been around so long that you start just taking them for granted. Christy Johnson Lynch just sustained success over a long period of time. And, man, what a job she's done.
She has. She's, she just has done a phenomenal job. And it's neat now to see, like, an athlete from her first team now going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know,
I think it's, well, and it speaks volumes, though, just to, you know, her longevity of staying at Iowa State, too.
Yeah. And we're going to have, actually, Christy on the show next week. All season long, Pivot Bio is sponsoring First Downs for Farmers, donating $25 to the Iowa State College of Agriculture for each Cyclone First Down. And the Cyclones currently have 154 First Downs. That's a total donation of $3,850. Turn to a better nitrogen. Turn to Pivot Bio. Back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Your premier Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, and proud to be a part of Team Chevy, the number one selling brand in Iowa for the past 10 years. Thanks to a talented lineup that includes versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like Silverado. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find exciting offers and a dealer near you. Based on IHS Market CYE 2010 to 2020, new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Iowa State University is living Cardinal Gold and Green. The cooking oil that is used at Jack Trice Stadium and the dining halls throughout the campus is recycled at Renewable Energy Group's biorefineries in Newton and Mason City, Iowa, to produce renewable fuel. Iowa State University uses the renewable fuel on campus to power their vehicles and equipment. Together, we're creating a cleaner, more sustainable campus.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add Coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk. Some things work best in pairs, like Enlist E3 soybeans from Golden Harvest. Our exclusive varieties have strong agronomics and disease tolerance for your conditions. Get yours from Golden Harvest today for a pairing that performs. This is how we listen. Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks displayed or otherwise used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. Enlist E3 soybean technology is jointly developed with Dow AgroSciences LLC and MS Technologies LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Dow AgroSciences LLC. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
When did business insurance become one size fits all? At EMC Insurance Companies, we've known for more than 100 years that businesses have unique needs. It's why from coast to coast, we provide insurance packages that are designed and tailored specifically for nearly 500 different types of businesses. Add our expert loss control and quick claim services, and you can see why customers count on EMC to help protect what they've built. Find an EMC agent near you at emcins.com.
the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University playing for a cleaner, more sustainable community together. Our guest is Jamie Pollard. Our guest co-host is Jack Whitfer. And, Jamie, it's not often that in the fall we talk about tennis, but it's more of a spring sport, but it does have a fall season. And, boy, Boomer Esiaa's tennis team doing some great, great things.
Well, big results today, winning the singles, regional, national, well, qualifying for the national finals in San Diego, but winning the regional national championship today in singles. And then in doubles, we were guaranteed to have the doubles national champion because our top two doubles teams both made it to the final and played each other. So who knew that tennis was going to become one of our top sports other than Boomer when we hired him.
Yeah, it's great what he's done.
And Kenna, his assistant. They've done a remarkable job. They recruit as good as anybody we've got on our entire department, and they're getting results on the court, which is exciting.
Jamie, driving in the game on Saturday, a lot of us noticed the steel going up over here. The bridge is coming up. How's that project coming?
You know, the fact that that's the east side, footings went in and the structure for the bridge is really symbolic of it's happening, and it gives you a sense of how tall and massive the structure will be. We want to see continued great weather this fall so they can get more and more work done. It's a project that'll be complete next August. So, it's fun to see it come that far already.
I think it's cool that through COVID, I mean, obviously it disrupted everyone's financial position and your financial position, but projects like that continue to go along.
Absolutely. You know, that project is a $10 million project. It was funded by two gifts from two donors that both made $5 million gifts. Both wanted to be anonymous, which you just don't find that very often.
Yeah.
And both paid it up front. They didn't pay it over time. So they've already paid us the $10 million. So we're going forward with that project. But the other part that's exciting is, you know, that bridge is like, so where's the bridge going? Well, the bridge is going to the RV park. And so the RV park will start in the spring and be done by August as well. And so that'll be a big change for next fall for just how the stadium and the parking lays out.
And it's great for a lot of reasons. One of them, security, safety.
Safety, absolutely. It gets a lot of people up out of the parking lots, both coming in and leaving the stadium. We're still working through our final plans, but right now I think we're thinking that the students would come in and line up over the bridge so that we get them out of down there outside gate. I think that's gate two, which will free up a lot of space for people that tailgate down there and walk around. And probably will allow us to keep the student line a lot more orderly because you can kind of get it singled and pared down. And the plan really is to get them to come from their parking lots and come along the east side of Force or University, get to the bridge, go up onto the bridge, and then come on over into the stadium.
And then aesthetically, it's going to look really cool, too.
It'll be a clearly you've arrived at Iowa State University. And, you know, the night version of the renderings where it's lit up in red and or in cardinal, I just think are popping. And, you know, it'll be neat. Everybody coming to campus will have to go underneath that bridge.
That'll be cool to see. And we are going to come back with more, but want to mention first, the Cyclones are sacking hunger. With each quarterback sack, Farm Credit Services of America is donating money, and the Iowa Pork Producers Association is donating pork to help sack hunger in Iowa, where one in seven children lives with food insecurity. Donations go to the Iowa Food Bank Association. Got to sneak in one more break, and then we'll come back. Back with more of the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state, and it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
The name on the mailbox may say Smith, Myers, Baumgartner, or Johnson, but when you choose to plant with Rob Seco, it includes your name too, making you a stockholder in a company that's invested in you.
With the simplicity that makes us easy to do business with, relationships that bring more to the table, the technology, traits, and genetics that take on local conditions, and people with the know-how to use it. At Rob Seco, the only stockholder we listen to is you.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to UALocal33.org.
You can expand your farming operation by thousands of acres without renting or buying new ground. Sound too good to be true? I'm Shannon Latham. If you love to grow and enjoy seeing others succeed too, you might be made for family-owned Latham High-Tech Seeds. You'll not only be working more acres, you'll be representing one of the broadest, most diverse seed portfolios in the industry, bred to perform best in the specific geographic region we serve. It's all true and all good. And if that sounds good to you, let's talk business at 877-GO-LATHAM.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner with you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven 40, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven 40. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven 40.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Renewable Energy Group and Iowa State University are delivering on their sustainability goal by taking used cooking oil from the university and producing renewable fuel that powers vehicles and equipment on campus. And we've got Jamie Pollard for just a little bit more time here. But, Jamie, we're just talking a little bit off the air about one of your favorite Green Bay Packers, Alan Lazard. And, you know, he's done such a great job representing our university. And he loves Iowa State. It's clear. He makes that very evident when you hear him talk. But it's always fun to see the guys that go on and represent us after college and represent us so well.
Oh, absolutely, and especially when they play for my favorite team.
Yeah.
So, you know, makes it – I watch Allen play every weekend. You know, the weekends like this past and the weekend before where the Cyclones and the Packers win are like you know, that's awesome. But Allen had a big game Saturday – or Sunday. You know, one drive. Just saying, one drive, he caught six passes and a touchdown. And yeah. But he had an awesome post-game interview.
Yes, he did.
Where he talked about his father and the values that his – Kevin taught him, and I thought it was just really neat. He is he has really blossomed into a fine young man.
Well, it's fun to watch Sunday now because there's so many Cyclones starting to, you know, when I was a kid, there'd be one maybe every few years, and now it's there's more, and next year
we're going to have even more.
Going to be even more, and so it's a really good time to be a Cyclone.
Real quick, Jamie, we talked about the bridge, but Cytown is the other part of the equation. So how are things going with Cytown?
You know, it's I bet I'm spending 50% of my professional time right now on that project, which I would have never thought that if you'd have told me that. And so it's been really stimulating, and you know, there's a lot happening, probably a lot more than most people could even fathom, but there's a lot has to happen for that project to go forward. And we keep describing it as, I don't think the boulder's ever going to roll downhill on that project. It's always going to be going uphill, and it's going to take a whole host of people to, you know, really push. But, you know, we're doing four things right now, real quickly. One is, you know, we're fundraising because we need to raise the money for the infrastructure. Number two, we're starting to have early discussions with a couple of key tenants that would be like the first tenants in the project. We're starting some of the infrastructure work shortly, and then we'll be starting the process here in the next couple weeks to begin the RFQ or RFP process for developers. So there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be exciting to see how and when this thing all takes off.
And you don't know when the groundbreaking is yet?
No, because those four things all have to happen simultaneously. Obviously, we've got to fund the infrastructure, which, you know, we've got to raise that money first.
John was talking about how it's connected to the RV lot. Are there other stadiums in the Big 12 or around the country that have RV lots like that? I've never really heard of that, where you can plug in and stay overnight.
Not that I'm aware of, and especially in the Big 12. South Carolina, I believe, has got something similar. There's places that have RV lots, like sure. We'd say we have sure. RV lots. But, you know, K-State's got an area that they say is an RV lot, but it's not like what we're talking about. I mean, I just think as a team, we kind of looked and just said, you know, how can we better utilize that grass space where we can't ever build? And so we got into that discussion. It'd be really neat to have an RV park. And a little bit of it when we were down at the Camping World Bowl, you know, we saw some spots that had cement pads and electric hookup. And so, you know, you
try to.
Yes, you do. Yeah, there's not many original
thoughts.
There
are not.
You know, you take somebody else's and you tweak it a little and make it yours.
Absolutely. Golden Harvest is the seed partner that's here to listen and provide answers, from our exclusive corn and soybean products to service and agronomic support where and when you need it. I lied. We do have one more break to sneak in. It's just a one-minute break. We'll come back with more of the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group, after these messages on the Cyclone Network from Learfield.
Get your COVID-19 and flu vaccines at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and there's no appointment necessary. And when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you get a 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver reward. That's right, get a 20-cent Fuel Saver reward when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, you can save time and even schedule an appointment in advance at Hy-Vee.com/my-pharmacy. Hy-Vee is here to help you stay healthy. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu at Hy-Vee today.
What's impressive about Pioneer's product development? I'm inside one of the server rooms in Johnston, Iowa, and that low hum is coming from the 125 billion data points that help Pioneer narrow down the hundreds of thousands of new genetic lines to the less than 100th of 1% of contenders that eventually make it into a Pioneer bag. The server room, another place that makes Pioneer Pioneer. Contact your local Pioneer sales representative.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, fueled by Renewable Energy Group. Wrapping things up here with Jamie Pollard. Our thanks to Matt Campbell, who joined us earlier. Jack Whitford, our guest co-host tonight. And Jack, you were about Rumble.
Yeah, we're a couple of weeks away from first basketball game. I'm assuming you've seen a practice or two. What can we expect this year?
Well, I'm going to first just tell on myself and say I haven't seen our women practice yet, but I'm not as worried about them because, like, they've got a lot coming back. And so on the men's side, you know, if you really look at it, I mean, TJ's basically starting from scratch. I mean, we have three players from last year's team, you know, George Condit, Trey Jackson, and Jaden Walker. So, you know, he's starting completely over. And so I've tried to spend a little more time there just to get to know the athletes. And, you know, I went to the secret scrimmage Saturday, and I'll just say this. I think our fans are going to be very pleased with the players we have, the excitement, I think the work and the discipline that TJ's instilling in them. It's going to be the type of team that you're going to want to cheer for. I'm not here to say, you know, we're going to be top half of the Big 12, because we probably won't be, but we're going to beat some teams that people don't think we're going to beat. And I think we're going to surprise some folks with how hard we'll play. And you know, we've got an upper class laden team because we got a lot of transfers. We just got to put all those pieces together.
Some exciting new recruits coming into the program.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I think one thing that fans are going to appreciate is how hard these guys go all the time. And TJ's had a lot of people come to visit his practices, and they've all been kind of unanimous in that these guys give great effort. So that's the building block you got to start with.
I had a blast watching the scrimmage just because, you know, it's all new people. You're learning them. I mean, Tyrese Hunter is going to be a stud. You know, he's a freshman, so he's going to have to work his way through it. But, you know, we've got some, you know, Gabe Kelcher, Isaiah Brockington. You know, there's some players that have played big-time minutes in big-time conferences that I think are going to surprise people.
Just a couple of weeks until that all gets started, and then obviously we'll start our basketball shows with Bill Fenley and TJ Otzelberger. That'll be about the second week in December. We'll be doing those over at Renewable Energy Group. But, guys, thanks for coming up here tonight. This great setting with the stadium in the backdrop, and Always fun to visit.
Thank you, and thanks to our guests from REG.
You've been listening to the Renewable Energy Group Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. It's unquestionably good. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cyclone Sports Network.